God is good and He loves us all the same. Amen. Yes. Good morning, everyone. So I want to say that everyone is special and God has a specific plan for each and every one of us. So after love and joy as fruits of the Spirit, I will be talking today about peace. So peace, a genuine peace, the real peace. So I want to ask you, brothers and sisters, are you at peace today?
Yes.
Good to know. So can you ask your the person seated next to you or near you if they are at peace?
Are you at peace? Yes.
Amen. Because not everyone has peace, the genuine peace, but everyone longs for it. Okay, so in a world today, there are so many problems, many negativities. The recent news, like the massive blast in Beirut, which claimed many lives and left the country devastated. So also, I think the revolution is start to kick in. And also, there's also this pandemic, the situation that we are in, that it seems to never end. There's also this 5G and microchip implant that we fear. And also, there's the social media where we see our friends, they go to other places, and you can't go anywhere because you have to stay at home or you are in isolation. There are really many things that bothers us. And we try to compare ourselves with other people living as thinking, and we stress ourselves. So all of this does not add to our inner peace. And also, aside from social media, we also have our personal problems, family issues, health problems. Some of us need to go to the doctor and have this consultation, follow-ups, and we have to take a lot of pills and so on and so forth. Some of us are also homesick that we cannot go back home because we are missing our loved ones. And the worst is some of us, a relative of us, pass away and we cannot even be physically there in their last days. So yeah, so all of these things bombards us. But listen, it's not bad to think or to check our social media once in a while, as long as we are not going to react to it or to cling to this news, but rather we have to respond to it. We have to respond. And of course, there are lots of negative things, but there are also beautiful things. Beautiful things in social media, like we open our phone in the morning and we see the Bible verses. It's refreshing, right? Like it's going to start your day right and perfect in the presence of our Lord. And also we thank God that He gave us another day to live, because we are breathing. Thank God. And also we don't forget the bandwagon today. It's breaking the internet. See the beautiful plants? They're beautiful faces this winter time. So it makes us realize how wonderful and how powerful and how artistic our Creator creating these things. All right. So much of this. Anyway, we talk about peace. So what is peace? Does peace mean the absence of conflict? Or does it mean you have peace when your heart is calm and you are certain of your decisions? Do you think that is peace? What if someone was hurt of your decision and it does not bother you at all, because at the moment, you are perfectly fine? So is that peace? What is the biblical idea of peace? Let us define peace so we are in the same understanding. So peace, genuine peace or real peace, is not the absence of conflict, but is the assurance that we are doing the right thing and the security that everything will work out for good. Amen. Kita mo yung absence of conflict. Hindi siya the absence of conflict, but is the assurance that we are doing the right thing. Right thing. being righteous and the security that everything will work out for our good. And he give, and who gives us assurance? It's Jesus. Jesus, the Prince of Peace and the Author of Peace. But I tell you, we cannot just pray for peace. We have to realize that God already gave us peace. That's why it's in the fruit of the Spirit. It's in our spirit. But we have to walk on it. We keep on asking God about this peace that he already gave us. He said, "My peace I give you, so don't let yourself be disturbed and upset." And if you feel upset and you are angry, just walk away. Just walk away, breathe, and talk to Jesus. Yes. One day, I want to share you this. So one day, I and my husband were inside the car, and I think we are arguing about which direction to take, if we have to go straight or we have to turn right. And then I keep on talking. I really keep on talking because I was running late. And then he pulled over, and then he told me, "Okay, you go where to go, and I'll follow." And then he added, "It's not the end of the world." And then I still keep on talking and about, yelling. And then I saw him mumbling. And then I told him, "Ikaw na nga ang mali ang dinadaanan, ikaw pa ang salita ng salita dyan." But I didn't realize that he is mumbling. Mumbling because he is asking God for help, for me to stop, and for controlling himself not to talk back. Yeah, and I said, "Oh, anong ginagawa nito? What are you doing? Why you keep on mumbling?" And then, and then he told me, I've come to know this because he told me the story. And he realized that it did work, and I stopped talking. And so you see, in that circumstance, I was reacting, and he was responding. So you see the difference? So if you want to do the right thing, you ask God for help, and he will help you. I think my husband probably put on his shoes of peace that time. All right, so let us remember, when we are attacked, open your mouth and speak the words of God. Amen. Okay. All right, so let's move on. So when we get unhappy, we lose often our peace. It's not about what happened, but what we are expecting to happen. For example, you have a friend who you expect he will invite you to his party, but he didn't. So you feel upset, you were angry, and you're starting to dislike that friend. And he didn't even know na nagtatampo ka, because the problem is you are expecting. He didn't even realize that you are expecting, and hindi niya alam na nagtatampo ka because the party is for kids. You are no longer a kid. So most of the times, it's our unrealistic behavior, rather than our circumstances that gives us, that upset us, or not letting us have peace. So are we expecting too much from this person, or are we expecting things from these people? So yeah, just like what I've said a while ago, it's our reactions, our unrealistic behavior towards that circumstance. So yes, God brings us peace, but there's a decision involved in it, so we have to act in it. So in John 14, verse 27, it says here, "Peace I leave with you." This is the Amplified Version. "My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge." So isn't it beautiful? It's a rich scripture. So it says here, do not let your heart. So that's the instruction of the Lord. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. It's a clear instruction, isn't it? Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. So, God, we can pray to God to give us access to peace, but we have to act on it. It's already in the fruits of the Spirit, like joy, love, patience. So remember, we don't forget that this peace is our in spirit. So we just need to walk on it rather than, we have to walk in a spirit rather than walking in flesh. And you're never going to have peace with your circumstance or with other people until you are at peace with yourself. And you cannot call yourself a peacemaker if you are not at peace with yourself. So brothers and sisters, maybe we can set time. We go to our quiet place. We have intimate relationship, or we have an intimate talk to Jesus and ask ourselves if we are at peace. Or are we constantly or oftenly at war with ourselves? Do we have a lot of things to regret, the things that we did in the past? Are we still regretting it now? Or the things that we shouldn't have done and the things that we should do? And one more thing, after this service, maybe we can list down the things that seem to steal our peace. Anything. Family issues, money problems, goals, ambitions, our beliefs, are we too much? Are we expecting too much? Are we setting a goal that it's hard to reach? Or maybe we're having financial struggles. We know about this one, the financial struggle. So we know the twins, the Judith and Juna. Judith and Juna. So these things, Judith. It means Judith or Judith ng mga bayarin. And we still don't have this bank account. We don't have the resources or the funds to pay. And Juna, negative pang bank account. And some more, this will accumulate interest and it gives us headache. So yeah, all of these things, the financial struggles, I can relate to this one. I remember my parents when we were in college. So when we were in college, wag na yun. Wag na yun. Let's proceed. No, because we were studying in university, the three of us. So we bought a property. My parents bought a property, and then they are not at peace. I can see their faces. They are not at peace because my father stopped working from abroad because the contract is, I think, it's finished already, and then he needs to stay at home in the Philippines. So like 1 or 2 years, I think. So bakante siya, he's jobless. So we have to pay for the mortgage. And the mortgage is like 40,000 a month. And on top of that, we are studying, the three of us, my siblings and I. We are studying, and mahal ng tuition fee and all. Not only the tuition fee, but also the accommodation, our the finances for our food and everything. And all the extracurricular fees as well. So yeah, I can see they're not at peace. So ganun pala. So I realize, ganun pala ang walang peace. They there's one time that I saw them like walking waking up in the middle of the night to scramble for money. Saan kaya namin kukunin yung pambayad ng mortgage? Something like that. But God, God's provision is never ending. So yeah, we keep on praying, and yeah, finally, we're all able to pay the unit. Alright, so much of that. Naging emotional ako. So can we see what it makes of us? our peace has been stolen. And we don't have, of course, this inner peace. And when we are upset, angry, or frustrated, we take these emotions out on other people. Some more we say evil things to them, and they don't deserve it. So what goes in you will come out of you. So see this one. In 1 Peter 3 verse 11, can we read, brothers and sisters?
You must turn away from wickedness and do what is right. You must search for peace with God, with self, with others, and pursue it eagerly, actively, not merely desiring.
So we have to turn away from wickedness. Turn away means we have to take the opposite. If we have to take 180 degrees turn, we have to do it because it's the opposite. And we have to turn back from wickedness and do what is right. And this one, the next line is, he must search for peace with God, with self, with others. This is in correlation with what I've told you a while ago, that we do not wait for peace to come, but we have to act on it. Okay. So talking about genuine peace, we'll talk about reasoning as well. So there are lots of things happening in our world, I've told you before, and we don't understand why it needs to happen. So our tendency is to question every little thing which confuses us more, especially when we are trying to know or we dig the answer. So you remember when Jesus was on the cross, when Jesus was crying loud and he's in anguish when he say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did he receive an answer? Yeah. He did not receive an answer. And what did he say when he didn't receive the answer? Into your hands I commit my spirit, he told his father. And having said this, he breathed his last. So, pati si Jesus, even Jesus didn't know the answer. He's also maybe trying to figure it out. But when he tried to figure out and he cannot figure out, he surrendered. So, applying this to our life, when we don't understand something and you feel that God is not giving you answers, surrender. We have to trust God to have peace. Because even how many times we ask and how many times we keep on asking, Lord, bakit nangyari to? Lord, why did it happen? I don't know. I think it's unfair. But there are many things, a lot of things that are hidden in the mysterious ways of God. No one completely understands the ways of God. He's just asking us to trust Him, to surrender our lives to Him. So after all, we realize that there is no trust without some unanswered questions or prayers. Because if we already know the answers to our questions, and you know everything, do you still need to trust God? No, right? Because you already know. And there's no need to ask God. And brothers and sisters, just be still and know that He is God. And we take note of this. We can ask things, we can ponder things, but we do not reason out. We do not start to reason out. Because it says here in Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In verse 6 it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And in number 7, take note of this number 7. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. So in verse 5 to 6 it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. But in all your ways, you have to acknowledge Him. And He will direct your path. Because if you reason long enough, this is the time that the enemy will deceive you.
Yeah.
It keeps on putting things in your mind that you think it's the answer to your questions, but it's not. So you are deceived by the enemy. We can see this one in the story of Adam and Eve. Let's focus on Eve. So while Eve is contemplating whether or not to eat the fruit after being enticed with the words of the serpent, Eve wonders why the beast in the form of a snake did not die after eating the fruit. You see the reasoning? So why such intellectual food be reserved for beast? Yan ang reasoning niya. And his reason is she needs to eat the fruit that she will acquire greater power and to become a goddess. And she told Adam about this one, that it was a divine effect which will open our eyes and make us gods if we eat the fruit. So she tells Adam that the snake ate the fruit and nothing happened to it. So we see what reasoning can do. It will really deceive us where the instruction of God is already clear. It's very clear when He says, do not eat this fruit, the fruit from the tree of knowledge. And Eve still ate it. Sinama pa niya si Adam. So let's continue in Proverbs 3 verse 7. We'll just emphasize this one. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. So it says, do not be wise in your own eyes. What does it mean? It's already a clear warning that don't even think that you can solve the problems on your own without the help of God. So I think our life will start to become better when we try to figure things out. Because when you try to think about things, why, how, it just confuses us. And we don't know what the future holds, but we don't cling on to a blueprint for our life. So each and every one of us has a purpose designed by God. So let it go its course. We have to trust God. On the course, we have to trust and we have to be still. We don't need to go to psychics to do palm readings just to know our future. Because I think... Yeah. That one will just stress out. For example, you had this palm reading and it didn't go the way you want it to, and then you're not expecting anything. So it just gives you confusion. So why not just leave it to God? Wala na? Alright, so we continue. Yeah, so it says in Philippians 4 verse 6, basahin po natin.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving,
let your request
be made known unto
God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds to Christ Jesus. So it's already there. A very, very rich scriptures when it says, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So, supplication. Supplication is asking for something earnestly with all your heart. So don't you think God will answer your questions so long as it came from the bottom of your heart? I think He will. Of course He will. And He will give these answers in perfect timing. In His perfect timing. And we continue in verse 7, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So even we have a lot of negativities, we have a lot of problems, still, even we don't know the answers to our question, andyan ang peace of ng God. Because He is the Prince of Peace. Which, ang ganda nito eh. Yung sabi niya, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So the peace of God, which lives in us, brothers and sisters, we just need to cultivate it and pray for it, and we have to walk on it. And this peace, the peace of God, will give us peace of mind in the midst of storm, not when the storm is over. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord God, for your words today. Thank you, Lord God, for this peace that we have. Lord, we pray for peace of mind for each and every one of us here. Peace in our hearts. Peace in the midst of all difficulties, trials. Lord, let us be still. Still that we know you are there. That you know that your presence will be with us. And you will never leave us nor forsake us. Because you are the rock. You are our anchor, Lord. In times of distress, not only in distress, but also in times of joy. Lord, may we search our peace and pursue it, seek after it. May that peace reflected in us, so people who are weary and burdened can also call you and find rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sis.
Your name.
blessings that we enjoy every day, every minute of our lives, oh God. We praise you. We glorify you. There's not enough word to say how grateful we are, oh God. Father, we pray that you accept our little offering. Father, that it will be pleasing to your eyes, oh God. Father, I want to pray for everyone here today, oh Lord, that your continuous blessings, protections, and guidance, that all our prayers will be answered, that your peace will be in our heart, oh Lord, whatever is the circumstance. Father, let us all turn to you for anything. Turn to you first and let ourselves, that we should not lean on our own understanding, Father. I ask your blessing over the music ministry, oh Lord, who has given their time, their talent, their gift, oh God, so that we could praise you corporately, Father. I pray for your speakers, oh God. I pray for Sister Janet, for Brother, for Pastor Paul and Pastor Estefano, Father, as you call them to say your word. Father, we are so blessed with your presence. We're so blessed with the Holy Spirit that guides our lives, oh Father. I want to lift them all up to you, oh God, your people that you called to be in this congregation. Let their faithfulness continue, because you are faithful, oh God. Let us not be carried by problems or worries that should not be there anyway, because you take them all away from us. Blessed are thou. We thank you so much, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we're looking forward for more challenges, for more opportunity, oh Lord, that we could serve you in our own little way. Father, we know that if you call us, you will equip us. And I'm praying for your equipment over all these people as part of the congregation, for their faithfulness to you, oh God. I ask your blessing, you bless these people, oh Lord, that as they go on with this week coming, your blessings, your glory will be upon them. Your Holy Spirit will be upon all of them, oh God. Oh Father, we're just full of joy, just praising you. We glorify you, God. We glorify you. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Okay, everybody, the service is over, but not our heart is still continuously with the Lord. We'll share either good morning or morning tea. Sister, welcome. Can we stay for a while? Can we stand and pray for comfort and peace to the family of our brother Monte Carlo? Well, his mother just passed away. We are in an unfortunate situation that we could not travel. So Father, we lift up to you the family of our brother Monte Carlo, O God. We pray for his family, for the loss of a beloved parent. We feel for him, O God. Our hearts pour also with grief. We grieve with him, oh God. But it doesn't stop us from loving you, oh Lord. And it doesn't even stop you from loving us. Let the peace and comfort be with him and his family, oh Lord. It is not easy to lose someone that you cannot even see or touch or say goodbye. So, Father, with a grieving heart, we partake with him, oh Lord. We lift him up, Father, that they will find peace and comfort with you. Jesus, be with the family. Let your Holy Spirit be with them, all of them, that they would know that death is not the end, because you promised eternal life. And that's something that we look forward to. We're all just passing through in this earth. This is not our home. And when we come to face you face to face, you will say to us, good and faithful servant. Yes. We all look forward to that, oh Father. So Father, while our shell, our bodies are still on this earth, allow us, Lord, to be able to be of service to the rest of the people that you want us to meet, oh God. So I lift up to you our brother, Monjay, and her, and his wife, Chirita God. Bless them both, and extend a blessing to the family in the Philippines. Let everything flow properly on the water. Father, strengthen them, calm them, give them the peace of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray.
Ilan taon?
56.
Wow! Bigla lang yung para sa akin.
Kasi nagkaroon lang siya ng suga, tapos nagkulit-kulit
na. Ay,
tapos nagkulit lang ng Stephen, medyo pinamot yung...
Race key na nga.
Tapos yung kaya, biglang nagkulit-kulit na.
Bakit mga yung infection?
Lalo ngayon, pag-iwan sa COVID naman.